Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 39. Psalm 20. Prayers answered in time of trouble. Prayers answered in time of trouble. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The Revised Version renders the Hebrew of this verse accurately thus. The Lord answer you in the day of trouble. Often in the Bible we have the word hear in the place of answer. This is not really inaccurate, for with the Lord to hear prayer is to answer it, just as for us to hear His voice is to obey. Do not forget that this expression of desire that the Lord will hear us is God's own word, and therefore a promise that He will. Especially noteworthy is the assurance that He will answer us in the day of trouble. Not only will God answer the prayers offered in tribulation, but prayers that in time of prosperity may have seemed unheeded by Him will often in time of trouble be answered in a marvelous manner, strengthened above enemies. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Note the marginal reading, as well as the Revised Version, where in place of defend you, we have the stronger expression, set you up on high. The Hebrew word is defined. To set up on high, to exalt, to make powerful. So the promise is not merely that we shall be protected from assaults, but that we shall be made powerful, endued with power from on high, and placed above our enemies. The name of the Lord will do this, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, strengthened within. The Lord send you help from the sanctuary, and strengthen you out of Zion. Read this verse, and each succeeding verse in succession with all that precedes, and note how the promise accumulates. Here we have a corroboration of the statement that the Lord defends us not merely by enclosing us with a wall of defense, but by making us strong to carry on aggressive warfare against our enemies. Of course, this is not our own strength, for power belongs unto God, but He supports us, as the margin has it, so that His strength for us is the same as though it were inherent in us. God and human flesh unite to make the perfect man. All that we have comes from Him, and all that He has is ours. Our offerings made fat. The Lord, remember all your offerings, and accept the burnt sacrifice. Psalm 20 verse 3, but you say, I haven't anything to offer Him. True, and that is just what the text contemplates. For here again the marginal reading gives the literal rendering of the Hebrew as, make fat your burnt sacrifice. The altar sanctifies the gift. That which is in itself worthless becomes valuable when given to God, which takes the waste, refuse matter that we cast upon the ground, and from it builds beautiful flowers and nourishing food. So, fear not to enter His courts in the slenderness of the poor wealth thou wouldst reckon as thine. For truth in its beauty, and love in its tenderness, these are the offerings to lay on His shrine. These, though we bring them in trembling and fearfulness, He will accept for the name that is dear. Righteous asking. The Lord grant you according to your own heart, and fulfill all your counsel. Truly God is a most indulgent Father, for nothing that His children ask Him is denied. Even the rebellious also have their heart's desire. Even in everlasting punishment people will get only what they have actually worked for. What a responsibility this places upon us. When God gives us carte blanche, as it were, allowing us to have what we will, it becomes us to give great consideration to what we ask for. Far better is it for us to waive our privilege and say, not what I will, but what you will. Then we shall fare infinitely better than if we insisted on choosing for ourselves, for God's choice for us is exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, rejoicing in God's victory. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. 4. Rejoice. The Revised Version has triumph, and gives us in the margin the alternative reading of victory for salvation. This suggests the truth that our triumph is not simply in the fact that God saves us, but is in the victory that He Himself gains over His foes. His victory is ours. Christ, who conquered death, says, because I live, you shall live also. Jacinius, in his lexicon, quotes the second part of this verse, and renders it, in honor of our God we will set up banners. Thus the element of selfishness is entirely removed. God is the one whose victory is most important. Our interest and attention are wholly absorbed in Him. And while we celebrate His fame, we ourselves are saved, fulfilling our petitions. The Lord fulfill all your petitions. When Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream, he said, for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Then how certain it must be that we cannot ask for anything that God will not grant us, since the assurances to that effect are so many times multiplied. What great need there is of taking heed how and for what we ask. Saving his anointed. Now know I that the Lord saves his anointed. This is a matter of positive knowledge. There is no room for doubt that the Lord saves his anointed, because he has already done it. When the heathen raged, and the people imagined extravagant things, and the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers took counsel together against Christ, plotting to destroy him, God set him upon his holy hill of Zion, far above all principality and power. Now remember that you have an unction from the Holy One, and that therefore, as the anointed of Jehovah, your salvation is as sure as that of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving to give. The Lord will answer him, his anointed, whoever it may be, from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. God is very practical in his answers. He answers with his strong right hand. With him, to hear is to answer, and to answer is to do. This is for God's anointed those who are consecrated, set apart to him. In this connection we are reminded of the fact that the Hebrew of consecrate is to fill the hand. When God consecrates one as priest, he fills his hand. God's hands are always filled with good things, and when he opens them he fills the hands of his anointed ones, his children, that they also may be ready to distribute. Force versus faith. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember, make mention of, the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen, and stand upright. Here we see contrasted the result of trusting in chariots and horses the strength of nations and of trusting in the name of the Lord. Those who trust in that which, because it is visible, appeals to them as the most practical means of help, suffer a double fall, while those who call on the name of the Lord are raised from where they had fallen. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. When temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. God is listening. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Truly the Lord will hear us when we call, because he is listening. God is anxiously listening, not to hear the evil that we say, but to hear the slightest whisper of an appeal to him. In listening, he is compelled to hear many things that are wicked, but these are not what he is listening for. When we call to him, it is because he has first called to us. Shall we not take heed that he hears only what he is listening for?